This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing with Shabrua Daf HaShavua. We're learning Sim Kuf Nun Gimel. Seif. Tes Zayin. The Mechaber said, we started yesterday, that someone who lent out his shul to a Beis HaKnesses and he has a fight with someone in the community, he cannot aser that person unless he asers it to everyone. We said this is the opinion of Mahari, this is the opinion of the Orchei Chaim b'shem Aravid v'chol Chachmei Hadar. In other words, in Siv Tezvav, we saw Ein Adam Yachal Le'esar Chelkoi mi Beis HaKnesses V'loi Mei HaSfarim V'im Asar Einoi Klum. And the Mishnah Berurah said in Siv Katan Pei Zayin Einoi Klum Kein Tiknu HaGo'inim. The Go'inim were Mesakein that a person cannot Asar their Chelek of a Shul or a Svarim. And if they do, it's meaningless. Meaning, inherently, someone has the ability to do that. It's not impossible. It's not that they're incapacitated from doing that. They could do it. In other words, it's fundamentally effective. It's the ge'oinim or mesakin. It doesn't work. The Mishnah Berurah explained, because otherwise, if you don't like someone, people would just aser their friends, and then nobody will be able to go to shul. In Siv Tezayin, we're saying, if you lend out your house to a shul, and you have a fight with someone, you cannot aser them unless you aser to everyone. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Haynu mitzad cherem derabenu gershoim ma'or hagoylo sheyesh al zeh." The reason why, if you lend out a shul and you have a fight with someone, you can't aser them, is this is a cherem derabenu gershoim. What's the reason? Va'atam nira dechoshishu lebizoyin dahu gavra. They were afraid of a repeat of the episode of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So therefore the Ga'inim were Masakin as not to repeat the catastrophe of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, and people are going to be embarrassed. What's going to happen? A guy is, all of a sudden, he's not going to show up. What happened? The guy, the Gvir, asered him. The Chashu Lebizan Du Gavra Ayin Gittin. Masha'in Kein Kishay Yeser Lekulam. If he asers everyone, leka kisufa v'had diyachal lesser l'chol hakol. The reason why you could aser the whole tzibur, ha'inu mishum d'loi hishol lehem elabastami, only lent it to them unqualified. Ha'im hishol lehem lezman. If you lent it to them for a certain amount of time, ayin b'yoradeh sun reish chavalev sivvav v'zayin diyish plukta imchal isuray b'toich hazman. Limchois b'misha yirtza. Okay, Vaiter and Ramah. By the way, we could just point out that Yadua, that the reason why Rabbeinu Gershon is called Ma'ar HaGoyla is he made these two takanas. Number one, you can't marry two wives and you can't divorce them against their will. So many suggest that what he was doing is he's locking Hashem into staying with us. So if we can't divorce your wife against your will, Hashem can't send us away against our will. Elamai, Hashem will take another nation. He'll take the Jews and North Koreans. No, you can't take two wives. But you could say that this is in line with Rabbeinu Gershon, because Rabbeinu Gershon is trying to secure our permanent relationship with Hashem. So as not to repeat another episode that will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, this is in line with another, meaning this is thematic to the approach of Rabbeinu Gershom Ar HaGoyla. Okay. Siv Katan Peites. Limchois B'misha Yirtze. I'm sorry. The Haga. The Dafka Shehishol Tchila Stam. This is only if they lent it Stam. Avalam Hisna Metchila Shekozman Sheyirtze Limchois Yebi Yadai Limchois. If he explicitly said, hey, look, I retain the right to protest, or if he didn't give them explicit permission, he just allows entrance, then he could protest against whoever he wants. I don't know what it said originally, that the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, limchais v'misha yirtza kein sarach loymar. I guess Arama has already come corrected. Okay. Sif Yud Zayin. Mishai Beveisai Beisai Knesses Yamim Rabim. Someone who had the right to host a shul in his house for a while. And now the Tzibur says, you know, Pliny the Gvir just built a nice makayim down the block. You know, it would be nice to go to his house. Nope. Ein Tzibur Hashem L'shanois V'ayisachad. The Tzibur cannot change. Sivkatan Yudzayin Ein Mibnei Darkei Shalom. Out of the path of peace. V'chein Shalom Yomru Al Bnei Bayezeh Anoshim Shem Meganim Heim L'fikach Nimnu Atzimus Valsham. People are going to say, you know why they left the first house? Because, you know, they're not good people. They bring their phone into shul or something like that, you know? So they have to, we have to leave. So we don't want that kind of rumor to spread about people. So we keep the minyan in the first place. V'chein afilu yesh la tzibur k'tzas tam b'davar. Even if the tzibur has a somewhat of a reason, nami einam rasham, they can't leave. But the derish brings, what if they have a taina gemura? Then they could. Okay, Hatzibur. The tzibur cannot change. V'imrak miktzas me'atzibur roitzim l'esporei to espal makam acher. What if some of the people want to leave? In other words, we're not forsaking the first house. Only a group, a small group, rasham, they're allowed to. Why? Kivin shagam beveisa mispalam k'tzas. Because in the original house, some people are davening. And he's not losing out on the mitzvah. If there's a group of people learning in a house for many years, now they want to do round robin. They can't change. In other words, let's like this. A group of people get together in Pliny's house. And then they say, hey, why does Pliny get to host the shir? Let's do round robin. No, they're not a switch. Now, that sounds like when it comes to davening, there could be a breakaway. But when learning, not. I would say it's not a matter of davening versus learning. I think that's lav dafka. I think what the Mishnah Berurah means over here is like this. That if, let's say, you had 30 people davening in a house, and now 10 of them want to go to a different house, they're allowed to. Because you didn't make the first house lose out at all. It was never nizbatel from the first house, the kviyos. But what if you have, like this, we're not talking about minyanim, we're talking about learning. And now you want to make it round robin. So if you move it to round robin, then there are going to be days that the first house loses out completely. So that you're not allowed to do. I don't think the Mishnah Berurah means to be mechalik between tefillah and Torah. I think the Mishnah Berurah means to be mechalik between you're allowed to change from a kviyos if the original kviyos is not completely uprooted. But if the case the Mishnah Berurah gave of a situation where it's completely uprooted is where a group of people gather together to learn. But then it would come out if you have, let's say, 20 people learning and in one house, and 10 of them say, hey, let's make this round robin, then they could do that. That's how I'm learning it.
But they're expecting you to be able to learn from a base medrash back into a base knesses.
He doesn't mean to contrast base medrash to base knesses. He means to contrast.
But then how would I know base knesses in that particular case of round robining? That means, can I learn base knesses out of that halacha of the base medrash?
Yeah. I'm saying, yeah. Meaning, to round robin the base knesses, you can't do. It just, that's a weird case, you know, round robin the base knesses, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's, otherwise, he says this, and then aval, chevra loim, what would the difference between learning and davening be regarding this? I think the difference is between, the lashon is, loy nisbatu menu amitzah b'shum pam, aval, in this case, it is nisbatu b'shum pam, then it would be asar. Yeah, write it down. We have two things to write down today, we'll see. Now, one second.
He also calls them a chevra instead of a tzibur.
because, you know, for learning, you don't need a minyan. It could be eight people, you know.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So then you can't necessarily learn basic nesses of halachas out of that.
Why not? By the way, this is mashma that you could have a breakaway minyan. So Dirsha points out, no, we already discussed that. We're purely dealing with making the host lose out. The Mishnah Berurah already said in Siman Kuf Nun, Siv Katan Beis, that if a shul fits everyone and a group wants to break away, because this guy says, look, you know, it's not fair. My father was a gabbai. I cannot stay in the shul if I'm not a gabbai. He's not a breakaway. You're not a stam breakaway because, you know, you need more attention. Why? Why are you not a breakaway? Bereivam hajas melech. Also, it causes a lack of tzedakahs or limud. However, if they talk in the first shul or they bring their phones in, then you should break away because not a shul. So you need to leave. That's what the Dershu says. That if there are issues there, it's adif. It's adif. It's adif. Kalkat sha'adif. Or he says, if there's machlokes, adiv sheispalu kolkat bifnei atzma. Okay, sif katan tzadi beis l'shanoisai. Okay, this is going on. Someone who had a shul in his house for many days, the tzibur cannot change it. V'adim b'misha zach beis inyan shal kavod shal mitzvah. Let's say somebody had a chazaka on a certain kavod. A shul gave a guy every year maftir for Parshas Parah. They gave it to him. Or they gave him the right to do a certain mitzvah. Ein mavir mimenu, you can't take it away from him. Unless those who are challenging it have a valid taina. It's not even things that are consistently done. Even things that come occasionally. Let's say like this. You have people, they're the ones who get to bury the dead. Now all of a sudden, new people move in and they want to bury the dead. They cannot protest. By doing a mitzvah, everyone wants to be zoicha. Wait a second, that's soiser what we just said. We just said that huadin b'misha zacha be'eza inyan shal kavod el shal mitzvah. So why by kvuras mesim do we say asiyas mitzvah kol echad roitza liskois? The Dirshu quotes Chsam Sofer Yerodeh Simen Shin Chav Tes. Chsam Sofer says this din of Kvuras Mesim is limited to the following scenario. New people move in and they say, why do you get to bury the dead always? So they said, what do you mean? We're part of the Chevra Kadisha. So the guy, they said, I want to be part of the Chevra Kadisha. They have the right to say that. But what if they said, no, I just, you know, I want to do this mitzvah. I want to jump in and chap this mitzvah. You can say, get lost. I have a chazaka. Get out of here. This din that the Mishnah Berurah is saying, in other words, like this. A guy who gets every year psicha for Nila, they give it to him. For whatever reason, they don't sell. They give it to Pliny Almoini. You know, he came to the show when it started. Now, when he came to the show when it started, he is from the Chashuvim. He was a garbage man. At the time, the garbage men were from the Chashuvim of the show. Now you have much more Chashuvah people. You have Askonim. I don't know what Askonim do, but they're very chashav. I'm not sure what that means to be an Askin. I don't know how they occupy their time, but Askonim are super chashav. So now the Askin says, I want to get psicha for Neila. So the garbage man says, what do you mean? I've been doing it for 50 years. Now, so the garbage man gets to keep it. The truth is, the garbage man is the real Askin. He's actually doing something, you know? But you can't move, you can't push out the guy who has chazaka on a kavod or a mitzvah. What does the Mishnah Berurah mean here about kvuras mesim? that if somebody wants to join the chevra and be mishtatef in a mitzvah bekvios, you can't stop them. In a community that they have a chevra kadisha, who are appointed, that they forsake their job whenever this mitzvah comes up, you have to give to the chevra like their regular custom. What if a Talmid Chacham passes away? Now the Talmidim of the Talmid Chacham want to bury him. The Chevra Kadisha says this is our job. The Talmidim cannot push away the Chevra. The Dirshu in 109 brings that when the Oiloi Safrayim passed away and his Talmidim wanted to do his Tara, and they didn't want the Chevra to do the Tara, they asked the Shla, and the Shla awarded it to the Chevra, and they take precedence, unless they're Mevater. If they're not Mevater, it's their mitzvah. Okay, the Tzibur cannot, someone who hosted their home for a shul, the Tzibur cannot move it to another house, says the Mishnah B'vayis Acher, it's a lemma, B'vayis Shal Yachid, to the house of a Yachid. Avalim Roitzim Livnois Beis HaKnesses Gevurah Rasham. If they want to actually build a such established shul, they could. Ve'im Bazem Mishum Darkei Shalayim. Okay, hold it over here. And let's take a look at something from the Chavetz Chaim Al HaTorah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.